Well, that was the end of the high now. We're in the metro, or tube, whatever they call it here, and on our way back to the apartment. Raj and devotees went their way, everyone else theirs. It was very enlivening, and just at the last few moments it started to rain, so it was an opportune time to end. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that people from all over the world get the opportunity to hear the chanting of the holy name. In every single town and village. And certainly Paris is not really just a town or a village, but it's a city, and it's one of the major cities of the world. So we have the opportunity today, as we're going to be doing for the next few days while we're here. Every day we'll do Harinam in the morning to the center, then in the afternoon we'll go out all afternoon to do Harinam to some different places. Tomorrow, I don't know if I mentioned earlier, it's going to be the flea market. We're going to chant to the fleas. And then in the evening, we'll go to have evening program, and we'll chant there, and we'll chant on the way back. And at the same time, distribute books and invitations, try to get people to take advantage of this rare opportunity that Srila Prabhupada has given us, and that is to make our lives perfect and go back home, back to Godhead. So many people, we're just stopping here, I'm looking outside on the platform, they're really in the Maya, and these billboards are getting so big, they're like monsters that devour people's minds and intelligence. It gives people very little chance to come to any kind of clear conclusion that life has any other meaning other than a hedonistic one. So at least we should take advantage of the opportunity that we now have and not waste our lives. And in that process, let's give Krishna consciousness to others. It's not an easy thing. As I quoted yesterday from Srimad Bhagavatam, Tapyante Lokatapina, it requires some tapasya. But for doing that tapasya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives unlimited blessings to devotees. I don't know how much I've talked over here, and I don't really want to go on. There are some questions that some devotees had asked, but I'm not sitting near my computer right now, obviously, so I'll answer those early tomorrow morning. If you have more questions, please send them in, and I hope that all of you are nicely absorbed in worshipping the holy name, chanting the holy name, distributing it to others, and worshipping the holy name by right conduct, living a pure life, pure thinking, and in that way becoming happy, because that's Srila Prabhupada's formula, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And if we chant Hare Krishna and live according to the laws of the holy name, then we'll certainly be happy. And if we're not happy, then we got to think, oh, we're doing something wrong. What are we doing something wrong? Well, I hope no one who's listening is. But if there's someone who thinks that they're not as happy as they should be, then it's time for a little introspection, a little discussion with other devotees, and particularly increased emphasis on chanting Hare Krishna, our own real business. Hare Krishna, see you tomorrow.